Hi, Gina. Hi, Shadows.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Eric. How are
well,
you?
Well, the final day of September is here.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
Thursday, September 30th, 2021. Tuttles, Gina.
Lynn Sifford.
Ryan,
welcome,
72.
Ryan. Welcome, everybody. Nice to see you. Elisa, Elizabeth, welcome. Nice to see you all. All right. Black Dragon Radio, nice to see you. Oh, I only got Tuttles. Welcome, Tuttles. Forgot your S.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Gina, Joe, and Eric. We're coming to you live from across the United States of America. Good to see everybody out there. Gina, Joe, are you there? Eric, are you there?
I'm still here.
We're here. Are you there?
I'm here. Okay. Finally.
Good. Hi, Moonchild.
Woo-hoo. Good to see everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Man,
it's Thursday.
I know.
You know, and
the
usually
end
Thursday,
of September.
The end
Hi,
of
Echo.
September.
Nice to see you. I
September.
Know, it's crazy.
September. Get out of here. Get out of here, September. We're tired of you. It's funny, man. It's just like, it seems like September just started not too long ago. Man,
I know.
Where is
the whole year
going?
Just seemed like it just started. I
know. I know. 2020 seemed like it just took forever. And now 2021, bam, it's like, it's just flying. It's just flown by. What?
What I just hope 2022 has better spirits in it, I guess. I don't know.
I know what you're saying.
Here. I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Here. Yeah.
Welcome, Gideon.
Hey. Hey. But you're ending the year off on a real good note. Little Ave is coming to visit.
Yes.
Yay. Little Ava.
I know.
That's going to be fun.
It's going to be so awesome, you know, because we don't really... So, you know, Thanksgiving, it's just us. It's not really anybody else that we have like a huge family or anything out here. So,
sure. Hi, Tony.
That they're going to be here. Hi, Tony. For Thanksgiving is going to be awesome.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And just as a little programming note to everybody, I know it's really early, but I'm going to get it out there anyway. But then we're going to take our Thanksgiving and Christmas breaks so we can spend time with our families and not worry about getting up and doing podcasts. So Thursday and Friday of Thanksgiving and the weekend, we're having a 4-day weekend. We're not doing a podcast back on Thanksgiving and the same will be for Christmas. I haven't looked at a December calendar, so I don't know when Christmas falls, but we are going to take a break then too. So yeah, It's what we do. It's fun. So we can spend time with our families.
Hang out with our family.
Yeah, so we go, yay, have fun, yay.
Get away from this, the podcast turns. This podcast turns.
Let's see, no, we were saying as the pod bean As the Podbean turns.
Yes. As the Podbean turns, yes.
Hi, Lone Survivor. Lion Survivor. I always want to say Lone Survivor.
Hi, Lion Survivor. Hi, J-Baby. Yeah, get away from it and hang out with family and stuff. So.
Yeah, that's it. It's going to be extra special for you. Yeah.
Yes, I can't wait.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. So. It's the 30th. What can I say? I'm anxious for October 1st. I want it to start. I called and checked on my American flag, that metal American flag that's all been. They had to wait on the, I guess they had to do something special with the frame because he told me, I'm waiting for the frame to come in. We're all ready. We're just waiting for the frame. And it's been like going into 3 weeks. So I don't know what he had to do.
Already?
Yeah. Wow. I don't know.
It must
be
even longer
did.
When you're waiting for it. You know, you're
yes,
like
it does.
Kid
yes, it
waiting
does.
For your present to come that you know is there, but you just
yes,
can't
exactly.
touch it yet.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Michael J. Steele. Thanks for the share. Thanks, buddy. Michael Thanks for J. coming Steele. In and visiting us. Appreciate it. And I can see accessible. I can see why it would take because this thing is
An
heavy.
Angel is welcome.
I mean, it's heavy. It's 16 gauge steel. And again,
that's why
I said,
are you going to find the right place to put it on the wall?
Well, what I'm doing is I'm mounting a mount. You know, I'm not just putting it in the wall. I'm going to find this where the studs are, and then I'm going to bolt that to the mount to the studs. I'm going to bolt a mount to the studs and then mount the frame to the mount. You know, it's going to be, you know, it's not going to it's going to go all the way to the studs and. Yeah, I've got to figure it out. I've got to figure out how I'm going to do it.
Okay, good.
Because it's just going to be, if I tried to do it, you know, conventional, let's just put it in the drywall.
Yeah,
they'd rip the drywall right out of the wall.
Oh, right, and knock you on the skull.
And I'd have a big old hole in the wall. Mm-hmm. Nope, I got to figure it out. I got a space already for it in the studio. Oh, I forgot.
Yes. What?
I got to turn on my on-air studio light.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you do that
there
so nobody bothers you.
Yeah.
I know, nobody can bother me now. I know how busy your house is.
I got that light on.
Nobody's going to knock on that door.
Well, they'd have to open the door to see the light. Grammy goes, you're going to put this outside the door so when you're out? I go, well, then I can't see it.
I know, right? That's so funny.
Oh, man. I am so proud of I'm so proud of Grammy. I mean, we were I was getting ready to grill up some short ribs yesterday, you know, that she had bought and we've had for a while. So I'm getting everything ready. And I noticed on TV, that our new local NHL team, the Kraken, they had this special thing on and it says Hockey 101. And so it was a half hour long show. And they just broke down and explained the real basic rules to hockey. Awesome. I mean, it was just awesome. Because, I just wanted to get that going. And so we sat down and we listened and we watched that thing. And, man, I tell you what, it was very interesting. And Grammy's sitting there and she's watching it. And she's getting it all, you know, taking it all in. And then right after that, they did a replay of a game they had the night before that we weren't able to watch. And so, man, she's sitting there. She's into it. She's into hockey now. She is into hockey now. So I have me a hockey watching buddy. Nice. Because she did the same thing with cricket. You know, you think cricket, you know, you think cricket,
right.
You know, and she did the same thing with the cricket. She just sat down and she goes, okay, so what's going on? What's happening here? What's happening there? How do they score? What's this? What's that? And then she just picked up the game and now she can sit down and she can watch cricket and she knows exactly what's going on. She knows how to read the little graphics that they put up, you know, for the scores and all this and that. And it's fun. It's fun. She is so fun to watch sports with. She's a sports person. You know, her daughter growing up did all kinds of stuff in sports in school. She was a basketball player. She was a pitcher in softball. I guess she was a great pitcher in high school. softball. And, but then she, and so like softball was like her main sport. And then she's basketball was secondary, you know, and she blew her knee out, you know, she blew her knee out for, soccer, you know, she blew her knee out in soccer.
Thanks, Eric.
Yeah, I got him too, Eric. And blew their knee out for soccer. And so she, her college into college. She blew it really so bad. She blew out her knee and she couldn't go pitching. You know, it's interesting, Dina Joe, that this person here claims they follow you. They claim they follow you. Yeah. Hold on a second. I'm going to snap a picture of this person and get it sent off the Podbeam to report them.
G-Man.
You know, that's what we're going to do right there. Bam. Yeah. But the nice thing about it is because she still went to college. She went to college as a, she got a scholarship and everything, but in academics, she got it. And that's because Grammy pushed her in academics. She goes, you can do whatever you want, you know, is sports wise, but what if you get hurt? And she told her that early in her life, you know, what if you get hurt? You're not going to get to school, you know, because they're not going to take you if you're injured. So she pushed her academically, and academically she got into the University of California, San Francisco. Yeah. Went there, went to school, graduated, a bachelor's degree in business and minored in Japanese language. Ding, dang. Yeah. So there you go, folks. Push your kids into academics because you never know what's going to happen in their sports. You know, sports scholarships are like, try to get those things. I don't know. It would just be hard to do to get some kind of a sports scholarship with all the athletes out there. You know, just tons of them. There are tons of them out there. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you
Hello? Hear me? Yeah. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Is anybody out there?
I am. I'm up here.
Hello.
I'm still Hello? Here too.
Dina Jo?
Yes.
Really?
Oh man. Big goof.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Did you call me a big goof?
I did.
It's no fun when you guys play along with it. Good grief.
I thought it was great.
Oh yeah, it was good. It was kind of funny. It was kind of funny. Yeah, it was. I was waiting for it. Poe!
There's
Poe! Hi, Poe. It's the poetic.
Right,
the house.
Jamie?
Oh, what? What did
she said,
I do?
That's the point.
What did
off.
I do now? Poe, it's good to see you. Good to
I'm
see you,
so
Poe.
Glad to see you.
Yeah. She's Everybody got a package coming to her from Grammy, too.
And she has a package coming too. I thought you were meant her baby.
Well, that,
I'm like, yes, she does have a package coming, if that's what you want to call it. But okay, now I see where you are going.
But that's funny. That's
Hi,
funny.
Michelle.
Yeah.
Nice
yeah.
To see
that's
you.
Funny. That's true. So yeah, interesting. Interesting things. Oh, man. So what's going on there? I think what did you say? What did you tell me today? That today is National Podcasters Day or something?
It's National Podcast Day. Uh-huh. They made it September 30th, International Podcast Day.
Let me block this person and grab. Boy, they are out in force today. That's all right, because I got a letter from Podbeam, and they told me, you know, that they're going to go out and they're going to, you know, get these people. All I need to do is take this picture and get it snapped up. We know who we're going to find out who you are. You little, I can't say what I'm going to say, but
I know we're not going to out who we suspect is behind the trolling. But one thing we will probably say is they could probably look forward to an arrest warrant in the mailbox.
Yep, we're going to push it. We're going to push it all the way. So yeah. Anyway, Poe, you said.
Go ahead.
Huh? What's that?
Go ahead. You were talking to Poetic.
I was going to say, Poe, you said here that you're leaving early tomorrow for a retreat. Tomorrow's Friday, and that's when your package is supposed to be there. is supposed to arrive tomorrow, Friday, your little box from Grammy. Just a heads up. Just a heads up. Oh, I forgot what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, they seem to be picking on the women this morning. So.
Yeah, what's that? Cowards. Just sticky cowards. It's all
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's also National Chewing Gum Day. I remember when more people used to chew gum.
Oh, good, Pope. When they used to chew gum? What?
It seemed like more people used to chew gum. It's not International Chewing Gum Day. And I, like when I was growing up, I remember like, it just seemed like more people, you saw more people chewing gum than you do nowadays. I don't know.
Yeah.
Spanky just gets from underneath the table.
I was watching a movie and one of the main characters was in this scene was sitting there and it was chewing gum.
Yeah, I thought, people chew gum anymore.
What the heck are they doing chewing gum? And then I read about that scene and they went to film that scene and do all that. And they had such a great take and they didn't notice that the guy was chewing gum until after they filmed it. And they went back and looked at it.
Oh man, you're
chewing gum. Uh-huh. Leave it in. Leave it in. So it was a mistake.
Yeah,
it was a mistake, but they still went ahead and left it in, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul, yesterday was International Coffee Day, but I don't know. I go off this one website, but then I saw everybody posting yesterday that it was National Sons Day. Like if you have boys, it's just supposed to be pictures of, and they didn't say it was International Sons Day.
I thought that was the day before.
Hi, Flying Ham.
You know, it's almost, I don't know. That was two days ago. Sons Day was 2 days ago. And before that, they had Daughter's Day. And I'm thinking, good grief. Yeah, do we have to have a day for everything?
Well, yeah, they do. Remember, some of these days have like 12 of them. I can't keep you up either. It's crazy. But it is National Hot Mulled Cider Day. So there you go.
What kind of cider?
Mulled cider. You know, I guess that's with all the cinnamon and all that. That usually comes out right around this time of the year. Huh. Pumpkin time.
Yes, so. Banky. National Old Man Day. You got
I'm
that
sure
right.
I'm sure there is one, an old man's day.
No doubt. I'm sure. And yeah, we're drinking coffee this morning, JP man. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And we're going to salute everybody right now. We're going to lift our cups and we're going to salute everybody in the chat room. Everybody that's coming in and visiting us.
Here we go, yes.
All our followers and that. We appreciate all you guys.
Cheers.
You guys are the
espresso,
best.
Yeah.
Cheers. Lift your cup and have a sip of coffee on us. Here we go.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
You're a noisy drinker, man.
Well, I want them to know I'm drinking coffee.
Well, the old man's favorite is Black Rifle Coffee.
Yeah, the old man's coffee is brought to me by Black Rifle Coffee.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Veteran owned, veteran made. Yeah. And I need some more coffee. I didn't get the chance to fill my coffee cup up this morning.
I thought you had like a little craft thing on a heated thing in your office.
I did, but I stopped bringing it in. I need to get back to bringing in my little craft of hot coffee so I can keep my supply going. Well, the reason I stopped that though, Dina Joe, is because I found I was drinking way too much coffee because that was like almost 3 cups of coffee. Bam, I'm down in 3 cups because if it's readily available, man, I'm going to drink it, you know. But usually what I do is I pour myself a cup of coffee, then I come in, I start looking at stuff, getting ready for the show. And by the time that's about halfway down when the shows get ready to start, and then I jump up, go get a cup of coffee and come back. You know, we were chit-chatting so much, I forgot to go. You love gas station coffee? You know, sometimes you can get a good cup of coffee at gas stations. Yeah. Yeah, because it sits there and it gets nice and strong. But, you know, nowadays at gas stations, I mean, because the gas stations have turned into like little corner grocery stores almost. You know what I'm saying? you got the little stores you go in, and they got the little coffee corner, and you can get all the different kinds of coffees. And it used to be, though, when you'd go in and a gas station was a gas station where they'd work on cars. It was a service station.
It was just a pot. Yeah, you would get the old pot, right?
Yep, it was just a pot of coffee sitting behind the guy at the counter. Mm-hmm. Hey, can I get a cup of that coffee? Sure. And it cost you like a quarter or something, you know, and he'd give it to you. And it had been sitting there all day, so it's nice and thick. I remember walking in and being a smart aleck and saying, hey, what's the grade on that coffee? Is it 30 weight? Is it 30 weight oil, 30 weight coffee? And they just
looked at me. I would have been behind the counter going, huh?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. What? You want a cup of coffee or not, buddy?
What do you want, old man?
Man, I'm just trying to have a little fun here, buddy. Man, we don't have fun in this gas station. You know, when I was a kid, that was one of the jobs that you could get when you were a kid. You'd go to a gas station or a service station and you'd get paid, you know, you'd go and get a job to pump gas. That was a blast, man. That was so fun. You know, let's see. My gas station sells these things called Juicy Jamaica Patties. Really? It's something you eat. They taste good.
What are they? You need to get one and take it home and take it apart. And what is it, like a sausage patty? What is it? A spicy Jamaican patty.
Yeah. See, and then Flying Ham, you know, the way is now his local gas station sells bongs and what looks like weed. I'm sure it is weed.
Oh.
I'm sure it is weed, you know, depending on where it's legal.
It has to be. Doesn't it have to be in a shop? I mean, bongs don't, but weed, I think, has to be. You have to
have
a shop.
To have a license? I'm not sure. I don't know. I've never really looked into it.
Really? Oh, so it's illegal weed. Welcome to Minute 77.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm sure they do.
You know, speaking of weed and that, here it's legal in the state of Washington.
Yeah.
And we get all those stores everywhere, you know. Mm-hmm. And I read somewhere a while back that the people selling it don't like this now. They don't like having it legalized because now they got to deal with all the state stuff, you know, and the state they say they'd rather deal with the cartel than deal with the state. Isn't that funny? They'd rather go back and buy it, you know, in the black market, you know, and then sell it that way than try to deal with all the regulations and that of the state. And it's funny because I knew that was going to happen. You know, anytime government or state gets their hands into something,
it's gotta be not easy.
Right. Right. Yeah. I know.
You saw, well, I don't know, not right around where I'm at that you saw anything because we didn't really go anywhere.
No, but we didn't travel.
When you were driving to my house, it was dark.
Right.
Welcome back.
I didn't see anything there.
So, yeah, because if you would have like went like the way that I take Aaron to work, or any other way, you would have seen. They're like everywhere. Pop, 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 everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Like that? But no, I didn't see it. I didn't see it. I don't really even notice them around here. I don't notice them in my own town where I drive because I don't look for them.
I walk into places called Cookies thinking I'm getting cookies with a big bite mark out of the sea. So I'm thinking, man, it must be a really tasty cookie and it's a pot shop. So I don't know.
What kind of bakery is this? Yeah, man.
I walked in, it doesn't smell like a bakery.
You guys got any sourdough in here? I'm looking for some sourdough. And they're looking at you like, what the French toast are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's just too funny. That's too funny. Hey, so I've got Hulu, that television internet thing. Hulu. Uh-huh. I mean,
You watch.
It's like an on-demand service.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah, an on-demand service. Exactly.
Oh. Similar to Netflix and a couple other, paid subscription on-demand services.
Exactly. And so I was going through there, seeing what they have available. And I like documentaries, you know, I like documentaries. And so I turned and I'm looking and I found two documentaries and I've already seen one of them, But one of them is on the making of scotch, how they make scotch. And the one, and the other one I found, and I just watched it, is how they make bourbon. And talk about educational. I did not know the things they were telling me about bourbon. And the one thing that got me, I have heard this, but I didn't, I thought, yeah, whatever, you know. But you can only make it and call it bourbon in the United States. I mean, if you make it in Mexico or you make it in Canada, you can't call it bourbon. It's got to be distilled in America to be called bourbon.
They just because?
If something has to do with the laws is in the United States, patent or copyright laws or something like that.
Okay.
And then plus two, this guy says, now, bourbon is a whiskey, but not all whiskeys are a bourbon. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And they passed certain things, legislation, that to be considered a bourbon, you had to do these steps, you know, you had to do these kinds of things, you know, it had to be made out of corn, and it had to be, the barrels had to be that charred or that, you know, that burnt oak barrels, and you know, this kind of stuff, you know, it had different little things, and then two, plus it had to be bottled in glass, it couldn't be bottled in plastic, you know, it had to be bottled in a glass vessel, you know, and there's some other things. And I thought, well, that is really interesting. And then once they meet all that criteria, then it's considered a bonded bourbon. In other words, it meets all these things and it gets a special label saying it's bonded.
Interesting.
And I didn't know that all that was involved. And so I thought, oh, well, at the end of the show, they're going to tell you all the stuff that they're going to tell you the bourbons. You know, they're going to list the other. No, they didn't do that, which I found very interesting. No, even the distilleries that they went to, they didn't they didn't really give you the name of them, you know, but you had to pay attention to the bottles that they had in the background, you know, and one of them that they kept showing in the background was Maker's Mark. So Maker's Mark is a bonded bourbon. And I thought that was interesting. And I like Maker's Mark. Maker's Mark is a good bourbon. And another thing I didn't realize is that bourbons were really popular before and right after I just lost the name. What was that called? Prohibition. Prohibition.
Oh, yeah.
You know. And then coming into the, you know, and it was really famous, and our parents and us, you know, our age, our parents, you know, we all drank bourbons. Bourbon was the drink. Well, then something happened, and the generations coming up, they didn't want bourbon. They didn't want to drink it. They thought it was an old person's drink, so they stopped drinking it, and they started drinking the clear spirits like vodka, tequila. You know, they turned their ways. They turned their eyes towards that stuff. And so lately in the last few years, the bourbon people, you know, everybody's stuck with all these warehouses full of bourbon. I mean, you know, talking, you know, thousands and thousands of barrels of bourbon. And so they went through this thing.
Did they continue
to age? Yeah, they had to age. They aged like 20 years. They aged for 20 years. And then, so they're stuck with all these bourbon barrels, you know, and they're going, we need to re-kick our industry in the butt and get this going again so we can get people to buy bourbon. And so they have, and it's a successful thing now. And now bourbon's starting to come back up. You know, people are starting to drink bourbon. And I didn't realize all the drinks out there that they have. I didn't realize that what's that one drink? They used to drink it all the time on old fashioned. Everybody in the television show Mad Men, they all drink old fashions. Well, that's a bourbon drink. I didn't know that. And they got all kinds of stuff out there, and they were showing how they mixed bourbon in these drinks. And I was, you know me, I don't like stuff mixed. And I'm going, no, don't mix that. Don't mix that. But I guess there's a lot of mixed drinks out there with bourbon in them, you know, because they were talking to, what are those guys called? Mixologists or whatever they're called. Yes. And so it was really interesting, this thing on bourbon. And now I can't hardly wait to watch this thing on scotch, you know, because I want to see what's the big difference. Yeah. So when you have these whiskeys, you got the bourbons that are made out of corn, and then you have rye, and then you have barley. I mean, there's three different types of whiskeys out there, but only one can be called a bourbon. And that's the one made from the corn.
Is it mostly in the South, like Kentucky and Tennessee, that most bourbons are made?
Kentucky is known as the bourbon, you know, that's where bourbon is, but they said they brought, it's funny you say that, because they brought that up and they said that, you know, everybody thinks that all bourbons come from Kentucky, and they said, no, it can be, it's made, there's other places in the United States that make bourbons. So there's bourbon doesn't necessarily mean it was made or bottled or distilled in Kentucky. Though there are a lot of them, but
or
no,
Tennessee.
They're not.
Tennessee is home of major bourbon brands too. It says Tennessee whiskey.
Yeah. Hi, Asha. So interesting. So, how it all came about was because people would make whiskey, you know, and they'd call it bourbon when in fact it wasn't. It was just. You know, and another thing, bourbon has to have that natural color. Bourbon has no additives. No additives or no preservatives or anything added to it. Bourbon is, they say, it's organic. It's very natural. As soon as you add something to it, it's no longer bourbon.
Interesting.
And that's part of those requirements for it to be called bourbon, you know.
Gotcha. Now, it says the largest distiller outside of Kentucky or Tennessee is in Indiana.
Really?
Anything about that? Yeah.
No, they didn't mention that.
GDP of Indiana.
Mm-mm. They didn't mention that at all.
Interesting.
Another interesting thing they brought out is these master distillers, these people that make the batches, because it ages, it has to age for 20 years. They say that the master distiller will only in their lifetime actually taste two batches. So if they start at 20 and they make their first batch 20 years later, when they're 40, they can taste what's been sitting for 20 years aging. And then so they make another batch, you know. And it's got to age 20 years. Mm-hmm. So now they're in their 60s. And they say it just hardly never happens that a master distiller can taste their third batch of bourbon because of the way it ages. And I thought, well, that's interesting too. That's really interesting. You know, but I don't think, you know, they don't make a batch and wait 20 years and then make another batch. They're making a batch. As soon as the batch is done, it's in barrels. They're already making they're already cooking up the next batch. You know, it's just that it takes. Go ahead.
You said, I'm sorry, but going back to, you said that it's only considered bourbon if it's made in the United States, right?
Yes. It can only be called bourbon.
Well, okay.
You could make it.
But they can't call it bourbon.
They can't call it bourbon. Yeah. It's like Man Cave. Man Cave right
there.
That's
because I was going to ask, because they show a picture and it's a picture in Scotland and it says used bourbon barrels awaiting fresh contents in Scotland.
Exactly.
And I have fresh contents in Scotland.
Yeah. And we got Man Cave on the line. Yes. Okay. They can make that. They can make it.
Hi, AJFJ.
Scottish whiskey, yeah. Now they could make it, and they'd have to call it like that. They'd have to call it Scottish whiskey or something like that. They could not.
There's no bourbon sold out there. Okay.
Right. I mean, you can buy bourbon in the UK, can't you, Man Cave?
You sure
but
can.
But it's American.
Yeah, and you can have English bourbon as well.
You can have English bourbon. Does it actually say bourbon on the bottles?
Yeah, it's called English Bourbon and How to Piss Off the Americans.
See, that's what I was saying, because it's talking about that. So there you go. It's too funny.
That's great, man. That is great. now I'm gonna ask you now, because okay, you've had your fun. Are you serious? Does it say English bourbon or not? Or are you just pulling my leg?
Go and get it, really. It's just winding you up.
Well, that was fantastic, man. That was wonderful. That was great. I gotta give you a round of applause for that, buddy.
Yeah.
I can't stop laughing. That was great. That was absolutely great. But now, I don't know if the same kind of rules apply to Scotch. I have no idea. I mean, if
hi, NCK, welcome.
I mean, if Scotch, go ahead, man cave. What were you gonna say?
No,
I was gonna say if Scotch is
whiskey that you can't buy. Sorry, if it's Scottish whiskey, you can't actually brew it outside of Scotland. I know that. So only in Scotland you can actually brew whiskey.
That's what I was wondering. You know, America's got its bourbon. Scotland has its Scotch. You know, that's not saying it. You can't brew that stuff. You can. You can do it exactly. You can do it exactly as it's laid out to do your bourbon. But according to the rules and that, you just can't call it bourbon unless it's been distilled here in America, made in America.
It's like what they're saying with the Kentucky whiskey.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sorry, is it Kentucky Shine or is it Kentucky whiskey, I think, which you can only... Sorry, Tennessee whiskey, sorry.
It's Tennessee like, whiskey?
Yeah, like I'm sure what they were saying, like on Moonshiners, they were saying about it, weren't they, that only real Tennessee whiskey is made in Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
But don't quote me back.
Hey, Mike.
Sure, I remember something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You know, I have no idea. But all I know is I like it. I like that bourbon.
And I know you're a massive Jack Daniels fan, and now that's a proper built bourbon.
Jack Daniels? No, I don't know if Jack Daniels is a bourbon. I know it's a whiskey.
I'm just winding you up because some people call it bourbon, and you're like, are you mad?
Well, what's funny is you say that, but I actually, when I was watching this this documentary, I was actually looking at bottles of Jack Daniels. You know, when it's just Jack Daniels call itself a bourbon, you know? And I don't think it does.
Because there's Jack Daniels, what's it called? Is it Buffalo? Is it Old Buffalo? Or is that's a bourbon, isn't it?
You know, I think I saw a bottle of Old Buffalo in this documentary. So it might be a bourbon. I don't know. See, once I saw this documentary, now I got to go to this big old liquor store barn we have here in Vancouver. I got to go to the section that says bourbon and see what they have there.
Yeah, it says Tennessee whiskey. They all have different requirements, so it's not a bourbon. It's two different things.
Right. And it might be, I don't know what they make their mash out of. You know, it's funny, Man Cave, this documentary I was watching, they were talking to a bunch of people that were going through a tour guide thing, you know, and they're sitting at the little taste bar, and the guy pours a little glass of a clear. It's clear. This is called the, I just had the name and I can't remember it now.
Alzheimer's.
It's something dog. Hot dog. Not hot dog. It's something dog. It's something dog, they call it, but it's clear. And they go, other names are Everclear.
Hello, welcome.
Moonshine. And they go, this is the stuff that we get, you know, we get before we age it, you know, before we age it. This is the stuff we get before we age it. And they said that it's when I was watching it, I'm going, well, that's moonshine. That's exactly moonshine right there. And it's coming out, and it's coming out 160 proof. And, man, I'm thinking, you know, this whole thing, because you and I are hooked on this moonshine stuff. But it's funny how this all intertwines with each other, you know.
That's the one.
Because,
you know, I'd love to go to a distillery. But do you know when you're there and you're just like, mate, I don't want to know about the history about it. I just want the drink. And you'll be there like, come on now. We're seeing how it's done. Now give me the taste session. I can't.
Now really let's go to the taste bar and get down.
Yeah. And you can imagine that everyone all walking around just itching like, come on, I don't really want to know about it. And I went to say at the end, has anyone got any other questions? And I bet everyone looked at each other like, don't you dare say anything.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny. Yeah, as a matter of fact, on this documentary, when the guys got the little tour group with him, they're in the taste bar now, the little tasting bar. And he goes, okay, we've done the tour. You know all about how it's made and everything. He goes, now this is the part you've been waiting for. And everybody's going, yeah.
You know what I mean? I will stop boring you to death now. It's like I know this guy is a good friend of mine, Carlos, and he makes me laugh, but he's a proper whiskey connoisseur. And I made the mistake once of like saying, you know what, we should go and have a drink together. And he taught, I'm glad that he taught me about the whiskey. And like, he's telling me about the ones, what he's got and stuff. But do you know when you're sitting there and I'm like, Carlos, man, just, I don't want to know. I've come to sit and have a 5-minute chat, maybe a little chat about your drink with you, and then we'll enjoy some. This man went on for nearly a good half an hour. And I'm sitting there thinking, mate. But he knows his stuff, though. Do you know what I mean? So props to him.
Hi, Dr. Love.
Jeez, it's too much.
Man, I know.
So how you guys been anyway?
Oh, been fine, man. Been fine. I'm really kind of busy right now. Good grief. I mean, these guys, I'm going to have a big list of people to report to Podbeam today.
Oh, I mean, he's phoning the Podbeam police now, is he?
Oh, yes, I am, man. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. You know, because I got a letter from Podbeam this morning saying, you know, yeah, the one guy I turned in, they blocked already. They blocked his account. And so, you know, I'm just going to turn all these in. You know, it's like, yeah, man. You know, the thing I can almost guarantee you, we know who this person is. You know, we know who this person is. You know, we just can't.
And whose inner circle it's coming from, too.
Yeah, we can't just pinpoint it, you know. But that's what I'm hoping that Podbeam's going to be able to do when they get all these IP addresses, you know. They're going to be able to get all these IP addresses and pinpoint where it's coming from and then just ban them from Podbeam totally.
Well, and I think that person who's doing the trolling is probably going to be sitting inside a jail cell, you know, awaiting trial for charges of like interstate stalking and then the identity theft and fraud, among other things, and defamation of character.
Thing is they can it's almost like it's a race. They can produce some almost as fast as I can block them and get all that information, which is fine. I don't care. It's all a game. I'll end up winning in the when it's all said and done. What's that?
He who laughs the loudest.
Exactly. oh, man. But
try that when you've had a couple of moonshines.
Oh, I can't. You know, so, but this whole thing was really interesting. Really, really interesting. That's not the real Elgato, is it? I don't think so.
Yeah,
looks like it.
He's probably on a secondary account if his main account is in Podbeam jail.
Yeah. But anyway.
Don't let him go on about being in Podbeam jail, Eric. He will tell you forever and ever that he's in Podbeam jail and moan about it.
What? How do you get in Podbeam jail?
You get blocked by 3 shows in 1 week. You got to spend 7 days in Podbeam jail.
Oh, well, see, and that's why I encourage the people with podcasts out there. These guys, these people come into your podcast, just start blocking them. Block. It's all a game. Nina Jo's muted. She's off doing something.
No, it was getting crackly. No good. So.
What's that, man?
When there's silence, you know she's up to no good.
That's right.
It's all fun and games. Yeah, see, and this one thing I want to remind everybody, you know, with this internet thing and everything, you know, it's all fun and dandy, you know, it's all fine. You're able to communicate.
Sorry,
and all
old
that.
Man, I've got to go. I'm just sorry.
Oh, you got to post that. All right, Man Cave. Asha, thanks for stopping by, man. Check out Man Cave Sounds, our buddy Asha has out there in the mix and all kinds of stuff. And you can find him on the WESN Epic Strategies Network also. Yeah.
Welcome.
Hey, the one thing I was going to tell everybody, remember, these people, you know, all anybody is on the internet are words on a screen. That's all they are. You know, they're just words on a screen. And, you know, if you look at it that way, they're just words on a screen.
Hi,
because
Coltrane.
Nobody,
nice
nobody, nobody knows who anybody
Hi,
really
Sarah.
Is. I mean,
nice
you can be, you know, you can incognito. You don't know who people are. You just don't know who people are. And don't fall into their little traps in that. And I mean, nobody's got the guts or the gumption, you know, to come and say any of this stuff to you face to face. And the reason they don't is because they know that they'll be, you know, they'll be throat punched.
Bam!
You know, they'll be punched in the face. Yeah.
Right in the
they're under their cloak of mystery. You know, they hide under all this fake stuff on the internet, you know. Because they can't, you know, you don't know who they are. Ooh, well, you're just a coward. They're just cowards.
You know, we'll probably wind up having a little Scooby-Doo ending, like when their identities are revealed. like, and it's like when their face is revealed, it'd be like, oh my God, it was you all along.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And then I wouldn't be surprised. But anyway,
that is true.
Whatever. The thing is you just block them, ignore them, and keep moving on. Just keep moving on. You know, that's what it's all about. Just keep the show moving. Keep going. Keep having fun. You know, they're miserable. Let them lap in their misery right there.
Hey, I got a good little hack for you guys.
What?
A good little. Oh, sorry, I interrupted.
No.
a quick little hack that if you and anybody out there uses essential oils in their house, okay, and you take essential oils, you have your bath, your toilet paper roll, right? Get your essential oil and you put a little couple drops in the inside of the cardboard of the toilet paper roll. And so each time you pull down on the toilet paper roll, it spins, and that essential oil is like brought back to life, and it smells up your bathroom.
Oh, no, that's a good idea.
Air freshener.
Yeah, a little air freshener, exactly.
Yep. So
there you go.
There you go.
And nothing hate.
Nice
and
little tip for your little, you know,
because nobody likes a stinky bathroom.
No, instead of buying that $20 spray about you spraying your toilet. Oh,
use that essential oils.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Really
it's cheaper. You have a bottle of it.
I hear you. All right.
Go ahead now.
2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5, 6, 7 o'clock.
You know what time it is? It's time for Tina Joe's Today in Music History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, the hostess with the mostest, Tina Joe. Yeah, baby.
All right. I'm going to let you look at the chat so I can do this. Okay. On this day, September 30th, 1965, Scottish singer and guitarist Donovan made his U.S. television debut on Shindig. That was a singing
Mellow Yellow.
Yeah. Shindig was an American musical variety series that aired on ABC. When asked what the song was about, Donovan replied, "Being mellow, laid back, chilled out. It doesn't have to be with smoke, man. It can be through meditation." And with meditation, that became more serious for me and the Beatles. And that presented it in our music. So here is Donovan, man, with Mellow Yellow.
Yeah, man.
just mad about Saffron. Mm-hmm. Saffron's
IG Radio Entertainment.
Just mad about Saffron.
I remember this song from when I was a kid.
Mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow.
Sounds like he's saying that's right, slick. In the background.
I know, it's quite right. Quite right. You have to play it again. Quite right, something.
It almost kind of has like a Doors and Turtles sound, like, and the Turtles was famous for the song Happy Together, and then the Doors with Jim Morrison and yes, company.
Yes, it does, Eric.
Yeah, but I guess he hung out with the Beatles a lot. So
and probably some Beatles mixed in too.
And meditated instead of smoke, he says.
All right, well, that was Donovan with Mellow Yellow.
Mellow Yellow, yes. Moving on to the year 1972, American actor-singer David Cassidy was number one on the UK singles chart with How Can I Be Sure? Cassidy was best known for his role as Keith Partridge, the son of Shirley Partridge, in the 1970s musical sitcom The Partridge Family, the role that would capture Cassidy as a teen idol. Here is David Cassidy with How Can I Be Sure? Thanks, Coltrane.
How can I be sure? In a world that's constantly changing, how can I be sure?
Now, Eric, you say that he was not Shirley Jones's son. He was his stepson
and stepmother relationship.
David Cassidy from the Partridge Family.
November will be 4 years.
Go ahead, Eric.
November will be 4 years since David Cassidy passed away.
Hi, Mr. A.
Hey, Mr. Really? A. He passed away about the same time Della Reese did.
Oh.
Interesting.
Hi, Anna. Welcome.
Anything interesting outside of just natural causes for his death, Eric? You know?
I was just aware of just the natural causes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
All right. Well, that was How Can I Be Sure with David Cassidy. By David Cassidy. Mm-hmm.
Right. This one is funny because I just posted something about this. 1978, John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John had their second UK number one film, Grease, with the song Summer Nights. It was spent 7 weeks at number one and became the second best-selling single of 1978, beaten by Saturday Night Fever. The song finds Danny Zuko and Sandy Olsen singing about their summer romance, with each having a completely different perspective on what really happened. Here is John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John with Summer Nights.
Come on, Sandy.
Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving had me a blast.
I met a girl crazy for me.
Oh, Danny, come on, Sandy, let's go.
Summer days drifting away.
Summer Nights from Greece. John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. And Dina Jo.
Yeah, I was just on this weekend. I love that show. It was so much fun. And you know what is funny? I can't believe my mom let me watch it. Looking back at it, it's like you watch it as a kid, you don't see all the little hidden things in it. It's a great movie. I love it. Welcome back.
I don't know. I think I have seen Grease. I think I sat down once and it was on. I thought, let's see what this is all about. So I saw it and it's like,
me? You better have seen Grease.
I've seen it. No, I'm saying I did see it. I finally sat down and I watched it and I saw it. And it was like, it was funny. It was a fun movie. What can I say?
It is fun.
It was fun.
You think back and you're like, man, I didn't look like that when I was in high school. They all look like they're in their 30s. You know, you start thinking about all this stuff.
But anyway, they look like they were having fun.
I know. All right. We're going to move on to the year 1995. Singer-songwriter Miss Mariah Carey made chart history when she started an 8-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Fantasy. Fantasy became the second song in Billboard history and the first by a female to debut atop the Billboard Hot 100. So here's Mariah Carey with Fantasy.
I just love Mariah Carey's voice.
Yeah.
Fantasy, that's correct. This is Fantasy by Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey with Fantasy. Hold on a second. What's going on here? My fingers, my big old fat fingers got away. Yeah. Hey, you know the one thing I like when I listen to somebody like Mariah Carey, now she has such a tremendous range in her voice. I think she's like a six octave singer. And I hear these background vocalists on her songs. And I wonder, I would love to see how they produced this song and how they did it in the sound studio, because I want to know if she's doing how much of the background vocals is her? Is she doing? You know, because she has that tremendous range.
Yeah.
Tremendous artist, Mariah Carey. Okay, thank you.
Oh, her mom was an opera singer. That's right, Jay Baby.
Is that right? I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I bet you Mariah Carey can sing some opera. You know, she grew up with an opera singer. Yeah. Something else. All right.
We're going to go to the year 1995 with British soul and pop band Simple Red scored their first UK number one single with Fairground, started a 4-week run at top of the charts. It is their 15th UK top 40 hit. And I'm not familiar with it. Maybe it'll ring a bell when you start playing it. But here's Simple Red with Fairground.
Never heard of Simple Red.
Driving down a endless road, taking friends off.
You know, this has a European feel to it. You know, kind of a European feel to it. Yeah. Simply Red with the song Fairground.
Interesting. All right, everybody's going to know this young man. He's bringing sexy back. 2006. Justin Timberlake started a 2-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with his second solo album, Future Sex Love Songs, which also became the biggest album ever for pre-orders on iTunes. The album had been added to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's music library and archive. Here is Justin Timberlake with Sexy Back from the album Future Sex Love Sounds.
Come on, Justin.
He's bringing sexy back. Radio, welcome.
I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. The mother boys don't know how to act. Yeah. I think it's special what's behind your back. Yeah. So turn around and I'll pick up the slack.
Justin Timberlake with sexy back.
Dirty babe. You see these shackles, baby, on this side.
Thank you, Justin.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll move.
Wasn't he in a boys band?
Oh yeah,
NSYNC.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Eric.
Told him he knows his trivia.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start sending. You know what? We need to start sending these lists to Eric too, because then when we do the show, then Eric can he can jump in with his trivia facts.
He's very fast.
I think so. Yeah. All right. Next, please.
Oh, okay. Moving on to the year 2007.
Let's keep this rolling. Let's keep this going.
Went number one on the UK albums chart with Echo, Silent, Patience, and Grace, the band's sixth studio album and second UK number one. The album was nominated for 5 Grammy Awards, winning Best Rock Album, and was also awarded Brit Award Best International Album. Here is Foo Fighters with The Pretender.
I believe we had a Foo Fighters night.
Did you? I don't know.
Yeah.
I liked them. Oh, we did?
It's probably I think we did, yeah. This is the Foo Fighters. Pretender.
I do. I've always wanted to play. I gotta do it.
Pretender, the Pretender, Foo Fighters.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
You said you wanted to. Oh, you've always wanted to learn how to play the drums.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you can do it. Get out there and drum. Get those spider arms out there drumming on those drums.
Oh my god.
Oh, guess I shouldn't have said
that. Exactly.
Guess I shouldn't have said that.
That was my thought, exactly.
Okay.
All right. Lastly, we're going to move to the year 2016 with Bruce Springsteen again. A schoolboy from Philadelphia who skipped class to meet his musical hero handed his teacher an absent note with a difference. The typewritten note was signed by Bruce Springsteen. The fifth grader, Michael Fenton-Therry, met the star at a meet and greet in the Free Library in Philadelphia when Springsteen was in town signing copies of his new autographed Born to Run. So yesterday we had a good story about Bruce Springsteen and another one from Bruce Springsteen. And here's Born to Run. So there you go. Oh, we can barely hear it. At night we wreck the mansions of glory and suicide machines.
Sprung from cages. There it is, Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen. Yeah, he's been highlighted a lot in our little Today's in Music thing.
Yeah.
All right, good list, Nina Joe. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good job. I got so many things open up on my phone now, I can't find where I'm at.
Hi, AGG. Oh, too, man. Dude.
Nice, yeah, that's some good stuff. That's some good stuff, that music history. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Eric, what do you think of that? What do you think if we send you the list? And
I'm open to that.
That'd be fun. What do you think, Dinjo? Yeah. Do you think we should do that?
Yeah. I guess I'm not understanding what you're saying, but yeah.
Well, I want Eric to know.
Welcome, Saucy.
I think if we let Eric know what's coming up on the list, you know, if he has a list, he can refresh his memory on a little bit of trivia. Little bit of juicy stuff on what's going on with the song. And then so when I start the song, then Eric can go, yeah, he was, this guy, Robert, you know, he can just fill us with some trivia facts on the songs. Outside of what you're saying, outside of your introduction. I mean, is that okay? I mean,
yeah, thanks for putting me on the spot, but yeah, it's okay. What do you want me to say?
And you guys gave me a great idea. I just want to go say this before I go into work. I'm going to do a karaoke night or day or whatever. I'm going to get about 15 instrumentals. I already got two. Bohemian Rhapsody for Tuttles. He's going to sing that. And I'm going to sing Born in East L.A. Not Born in the USA, but Born in East L.A. by Cheech Marin.
Yeah.
And then Eric's going to sing like Wild Thing or something like that. I don't know.
Wait a minute. Did Eric already say he was going
to
sing?
I don't think I've made any formal commitment.
wait. I was going to say, oh my God.
Or I wonder if
old man, what do you want?
Or if we're going to make him sing the bus song.
Wait. Let's go back to Eric. Eric, what were you saying now?
I was going
to
say, did Eric?
I haven't made any kind of commitment. Or if we're going to make Elgato sing the bus song.
He wants to hear you sing.
I'm in the office.
Yeah.
Sing it in the office, Elgato.
Okay, I don't care. I'll do it.
Hold on,
let me.
But I want to make everybody yell hello.
Dean and Joe's going to have to sing like a Mariah Carey song.
Oh God!
Can you get everybody in the office to yell hello to us, Elgato?
Oh my God! Everybody's busy.
No, I remember one time. I think it was.
I did do that.
Yeah, you were in the lunchroom. You were.
I did do that.
Had everybody yell.
I had like 15 people say hi. Remember?
Yes, I know that.
That was a long. That was a year ago.
That's how long you've been. We've been together.
Huh? Oh yeah. Hey, say hi to my buddies, man.
Oh, you're on.
Say what's up.
What's up, brothers?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey!
That's funny. Oh man. Okay, I gotta go, guys.
All right, buddy.
Old man, what are you gonna sing?
What am I gonna sing?
Yeah.
This old man, he had
let's
four.
See. I
James Brown, I feel good.
I can't tell you. I'm going to have to disconnect you. I don't want to go into
that. Oh, come on, man. You're going to sing James Brown, I feel good.
Bye, Elgato. Bye, you crazy cat, you.
Oh, he's out of here.
Thanks, old boy. If you're still listening, homeboy, the one thing about doing a karaoke thing is you might have some kind of delay between the music and the people listening. So you might want to check that out. Do a practice run. See if you get it tight. But then that would make it fun if they're not going with the music. Wait, because you know why I say that, Dina Joe? Because you and I did a song.
Yeah, we did that one. We tried. Yeah, we did it.
I don't remember what it was, but we tried to sing it. Remember, when it was just kind of off a little bit because of the delay between the.
Gosh, what song did we sing?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
I had a whole list of them, so I couldn't remember.
But we sure did. We started singing the song. It was funny. Yeah, because we even had the karaoke music. We did exactly what Homeboy's talking about.
Homeboy's saying, yeah, the song I had. We had the same page pulled up, and we were trying to go off the same thing.
It was funny.
It's hard when you're not in the same, like if you're in a bar wherever you do karaoke, you're usually right.
Yeah,
next to
you can't see what the other person. You can't. Yeah, you can't cue off of each other. You know.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why I was thinking it'd be kind of fun if we could figure out a way to do a FaceTime while we're doing the show. But I don't know if we could do that. I don't know how we would do that. We'd have to have a separate phone that we can call and FaceTime. And
no, well, Eric, that's what you like slightly serious, and it's not FaceTime. What do they do? Don't you guys do when he comes on? Don't you guys go live where you can see him? Kind of like what the Beans and Weenie guys do.
He does a video simulcast of his show, and he can utilize like the Zoom video calls or the Restreamer or OBS platforms.
But you're not on it. He's just on it, right?
I would do it whenever we would have the gentleman from the Freethink Institute do their appearances. And
I see.
Yeah, but see, I don't want to do something like that because now we're getting too technical, getting too many buttons, and I'd end up blowing up my studio. You'd feel the ground shake in Colorado and Georgia.
It might sound technical to you, but it might.
You know, and I've seen Rich do it on his. I've seen Rich do the video on the Dreadnought 928 before, but I don't know if he's been utilizing it as as frequently as he used
to. We did it on YouTube. We had a YouTube.
Yeah, I remember when you guys used to do it back in the day when you went. Yeah. Were stuck out there for 3 months. You were stuck out there when COVID first started. I remember
back in the day.
Yeah, because even before you guys started, you were sitting in his work and you were both on your little phones. We would be chatting, he would be chatting. You had your coffee. You're both sitting on your phones, and every once in a while you'd wave up.
I was just talking about you, me, and Eric FaceTiming each other, not putting this out there for the whole world to see.
Oh, well, yeah, I know. Sometimes I do have colors in my hair.
Oh, what was that? Man, I coughed and had caused all kinds of static. Yeah. See, the electronics is going, do it, old man.
Hi, baby. Sally, baby.
We'll get you. Yeah. Hey, thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the Old Man's Podcast Show. If you're here and you're new, hit that follow button and come back and follow us. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. We're your morning wake-up call. You know what we are? The old time, what you used to call the old timers. We're the knocker uppers.
What?
We're the knocker uppers. Yeah, the knocker uppers.
The knocker uppers.
Back in the like
somebody's pregnant, you knock somebody up.
No. Back in like the 1600s, you would pay a knocker upper to go by your house in the morning and throw rocks at your window to wake you up.
Oh,
they were the alarm clocks. Remember that?
Right.
They were knocker uppers. Knocker uppers.
Okay.
They were called knocker uppers. And I first come across that term reading Sherlock Holmes books, because I'm reading along and they go, "Oh, hi, did I knock you up?" And I went, "What the French toast did I just read?" And so I did and that's how they would call. That's what they would say when they woke you up. Did I knock you up? And that was a term for waking people up in the morning. And they were knocker uppers. You would pay them so much, and they would come to your
alarm clock.
They were human alarm clocks, and they would throw rocks at your window. Yeah, you had to be rich. Exactly. It was a hoity-toity
supply your rocks.
Yeah. See, Flying Ham says he remembers that. Yeah,
he does. I remember it now when you started talking about it. When you first said, "Let us be your knocker uppers." It's like, what? Wait, what?
I know.
It doesn't sound right.
That's why I said it, because it didn't sound right. Yeah, well, we are technically your knocker uppers in the morning. We're here at 7 a.m. every morning, Monday through Friday, to get you up. And tomorrow's Friday. Tomorrow night, we have our music show at 8 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow night. And we're going to have – the night's going to be full of Beach Boy music. Beach Boys. So get your beach wear on. Get ready to go out on the beach and have a bunch of fun. And that's what we're going to do tomorrow night, this music show. And you can also catch this show on The Rebound. It's rebroadcasted on the WESN Epic Strategies Network at 11 a.m. Pacific time. So you can tune into them and catch the replay. Or you can download it and listen to it at your leisure through Podbeam and Spotify and several
others. Thanks for the love, Colt.
What a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun. See, we don't let people come in and take our fun away from us. Don't let people steal your fun and your joy. You know, just bid them a good day and move on. Block them and report them.
Hey, Mr. Coley.
That's my.
Hi, Mr. Coley.
Hi, Mr. Coley. We haven't seen you come in a long time. Good to see you, buddy. That's my attitude towards these guys, these cowards out there trying to disrupt shows. You block them, report them, and move on. That's what you do. Everybody should adapt that and just keep moving, keep cranking out, you know, because that's what it's all about right there. It's being happy and having a good time. Yeah, exactly. And that's what we try to do here. We try to get you to have a good time, because life is beating us up enough as it is. You know what I'm saying?
Hi, Goose. Welcome.
Life is beating us up enough as it is, and we've got to just keep moving on. Keep moving on.
I wasn't supposed to push send yet, so don't read
that. Don't read the message.
Catherine.
Don't read the message I just sent you yet. Don't read that yet.
It's almost time.
Yeah, we do a lot of messaging and back and forth during the show.
Hey, Eric, real quick, are you doing any of your trivia on Tuesday anymore, or is it still not doing it at all?
I just haven't been attending lately, but my friend Terry, who MCs it, still sends me trivia questions and answers when they wrap up, and I use them on Slightly Show on Tuesdays. But I think Slightly is taking this week off, but hopefully he should be back next week, and I'm thinking next week we'll probably have back-to-back trivia nights like we've done before.
Okay.
Well, good. If you want a lot of fun when Slightly Serious is doing a show, and I think, isn't Beans and Weenies doing a trivia type thing now too?
I think they're doing like on Wednesday evenings, like a theme music style trivia, like TV show and movie themes. They did it last night.
Gotcha. Uh-huh. Gotcha. Theme show trivia, he says. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what I was going to say is give Spanky Beanies a listen to, and give Slightly Serious a listen to, and enjoy Eric on there doing the trivia. I mean, the guy is a trivia queen, king right there, man. I'm telling you. He's got a big brain.
But I know, like, Pertwee on the Slightly Serious show has been having the trivia win streak, but we're needing somebody to dethrone him.
Okay. Go, Garrett. Get him, Eric. Get him.
Yeah.
What the heck?
But be on lookout for when Slightly does a trivia one-on-one between Honeybee and Jess. That should be epic.
Oh, yeah. Please give us a – let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Keep us posted on when how you do on the trivia and when you're going to be on the trivia shows. Yeah. Sounds good. It's all good. Well, hey, thanks, everybody. We're out of time. We got to get out of here.
Eric didn't even get to promote his shows.
Nope,
I'm about to do that now. It's Thursday, and be on lookout for Milk Dog. Be on lookout for any impromptu episodes from Cummings' Culture, Mike Tampa Bay, and a few other great friends, and then the Beans and Weenies in prime time, and of course be on lookout for Ralph tomorrow morning if he's on, and be on lookout for us to have our first episode of October tomorrow, same time, same place, and Podcast Friends coming up this weekend, like the Doomsday and Club 19 and many more great shows.
Bye, Mr. T. Bye, Gina. Bye, Ruth.
Yeah, a lot of good podcasts out there. Find them and check them out and enjoy yourself with them.
Sarah.
Thank you all for starting your day with us, though. We appreciate it. We're here, like I said, every morning at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday. We're your knocker-uppers. We try to get you up out of the bed, get you going, get you out there facing today.
Oh, yeah, Crazy Kane says he'll be back at 10 p.m. Central Time tonight. Yeah. So be on the lookout for him.
Let's see. Bahram, you, yeah, happy International Podcast Day, everybody out there. You guys
all have podcasts. And,
check them all out. There's a lot, man. T-Bone, good to see you, man. Who wakes the knocker-uppers up? Yeah, really. Who wakes those guys up? I don't know. Good question. T-Bone, good question. Now, there's a thinking man right there.
Yes, he is.
Oh, good times, good times. We just try to have a lot of fun. We try to involve you in our fun. And now it's time for a final word from Dina Jones.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us today. It was great as usual. Have a great rest of your day, and we hope to see you here tomorrow. Tomorrow's already Friday, huh?
Yeah, man.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Looking forward to it. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Dina Jones.
Aww.
Yeah, tomorrow's Friday. Yeah. The week is gone. And September's gone. Yeah. Get out of here, September. We're done with you. And open the door and let October in. October's in, coming in tomorrow. We'll visit with October tomorrow and invite him to the show and just have fun. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow is the Friday Stats also, our Friday Stats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
We'll be going through. And the unique about tomorrow is we actually see September's full stats without any extra days. So that'll be a lot of fun to see who is running the monk and who's championing the downloads. Is Colorado still number one? We'll find out.
Hernandez, Larry, too much lost for music. Welcome, we're just wrapping up.
Our music's coming to an end. We're out of here. Just appreciate everybody. And we will see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Love you and God bless you. We'll see you 22 and a half hours from now.
Later, Gators.